And I think also maybe because Father Steve had previously been a vocation director in the diocese, that he got a lot of the younger, you know, guys for their first or second assignments. And so, you know, I can remember like Father Mark Hammond and Father Dave Polifico, Father Dennis Kigozi, just, you know, some younger guys. You know, again, I think there's a lot of people who, you know, just experience, you know, the old father, you know, that
right,
all priests
that's all they
are,
know.
You know,
right.
50 plus.
Sure.
For me, that wasn't the case. You know, we always had a steady stream of new guys. We had some seminarians even, you know, for the summers. I remember now Father Jim Caesar was a seminarian we had. And, you know, so that was an important part of my life. Also, seeing, you know, like, you know, they're young priests.
Right,
you know,
younger
young men become priests.
And that's got to be very powerful. Mm-hmm.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I usually say Spirit Drive Spring. I mess it up. I did mess it up this time. My co-hosts this hour are Emily and Julie. Hello, welcome.
Hey.
We love being here at St. Gabriel.
Well, we love having you. Thank you very much. Before we get into introductions or why you're here or what's going on, let's throw that phone number out. Do you guys know of a phone number that we could be calling, that
we
people could be calling to donate? Hit us with it, Julie.
Thank you for asking. That's such a great question.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
614-459-4820, home of stgabrielradio.com. Please call. We're here to support the radio. We're here to support all of the great programs.
So. Thank you very much. So my name is Rob Wall, and I'll be with you this hour, and so will Emily and Julie. And we are here because we need your help. Let's just be honest. You may be tuning in here at the top of the hour to listen to your favorite program. Well, we had to change things up, not because we like to throw a wrench in the system, but because we just need your help. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do this without you, and we have a need, and I know that you as listeners will help us fill that, because that's what you've done in the past. We have a goal, co-partners. That goal is not, don't look at that number and say, wow, okay? We can do this. We can do this. We can believe.
Oh, yeah. I believe
we
you.
We believe we can fly, okay?
Yes.
So the number is 614-459-4820. So please introduce yourselves for us.
Hey, Rob. I'm Emily Jaminet.
Hi, Emily. Hello, Emily.
I'm honored to do the Mother's Moment right before 3 o'clock. So actually, my voice is daily. I write reflections and I deliver them right at 3.
You're that guy?
I'm the lady with the seven kids. 17 to 1.
Fantastic.
And I love being here as a guest, as a volunteer, because we're all volunteers loving St. Gabriel Radio. So if you love St. Gabriel as much as I do, call 614-459-4820. But there's another hat I wear besides that ministry. I am also on the Women's Conference team. And we had the most amazing conference, and I am so excited. So I hope that the ladies and the men out there that were affected by this conference and want to support the conference, support St. Gabriel right now.
Good way to do it.
Because there is a lot of people out there that lives were touched back in February. And this is my dear friend, Julie.
Thanks. That's a great intro. So, Julie Naparano, I'm here also. I think we all wear different hats, don't we? All, like so many hats we wear. But so I'm actually here representing the Women's Conference as well, co-director of the conference. And again, so thrilled just by the blessings that were poured out on everyone that attended
the
conference. Yeah, you know, and to Emily's point, a big part of that was through the help and support of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So again, anyone, you know, to Emily's challenge, you know, anyone that attended the conference, if you heard the conference online, you're able to even go still on the archives of the radio station's website.
Yep.
You know, call 614-459-4820 and, you know, $20. That's it. You know, that's lunch, right?
Sure, yeah.
So give a lunch to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
That's a great slogan.
There we go. I know.
Give a lunch to us. Well, don't give
Rob,
a,
as
don't
I mentioned, you know, I have this big family. They're all in Catholic schools. I'm working really hard. And you know what I did is I just bumped that 20 up to 25. So you might just say, instead of 20, I could give $5 more.
Yeah,
away,
yeah, there you
or
go.
Or 10 more for those
and
sustaining
you'll adjust,
mentors.
Your budget will adjust.
Yes,
your life will adjust.
Your life can
no
adjust
problem.
With the loss
Come
of $5.
On.
So you know what? Take your 20, make it 25.
There you go.
Take your 20, make it 40. Double it. It's a great day to double. So
and we'll take any gift
you
at all
give,
that you can.
But,
right. We do have sustaining memberships. You received the Imitation of Mary book along with that. That's $20 or more per month. That's your pledge. We also have business memberships at $50 or more per month. And that's, you know, you get 100 messages and mentions per year. And then we also have other other levels of giving as well. We'll take anything. We'll take small. We'll take really big if you'd like. So thank you for being with me this hour.
Yeah, happy to be
Emily
here.
And Julie. Now, Julie, do you somehow know Deacon Naparano?
So, I've heard that name. Yeah.
Last year, I was he was my partner for one
he
of the
said,
shifts.
He said, yeah.
And
yes, that's
so
my
you,
wonderful husband.
Oh, that's your husband.
It is actually 31 years this year.
Congratulations.
You know? Yeah.
31
thanks.
Years.
Yeah, he's great. I think he was on the air this morning.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
so they know who to volunteer, huh?
Voluntold
to do it, yes.
Right, yeah, whatever it takes.
Well, thanks for being with me this hour.
Absolutely.
So seven kids, back to you. That's great. From 17 to
1? 17 to 1. Mm-hmm. So I tell people we're dealing with ACTs to teething to walking. I mean, we got a lot going on in our house, but I couldn't do it without St. Gabriel. I have to tell you that it gives me more than I can ever imagine a radio station. I remember the first time I tuned in was the very first Easter many, many years ago and hearing the Pope at that time, you know, delivering the Easter Mass. And now I turn it on for formation, for support, and I'm always inspired. And so for many people out there, this might be their Lenten challenge as we have billboards throughout the city. This might be just a random turning on, trying something new, but we want you to call and support us because St. Gabriel is such a light. And as I travel the country for another hat I wear, a ministry, I'm an author of Divine Mercy for Moms.com in the book, but I find that the radio and the conference don't come together. They don't see that these two pieces of media can come together to deliver outstanding messages.
Yes.
And that was what we experienced on the conference day.
Yeah, I would have to say the same. I went to the men's conference, and I think they were at the same location, weren't they?
Yes.
At the fairgrounds?
Yeah, the new building.
And that was amazing, too. And I saw the guys from Catholic Radio there broadcasting. And it truly was inspiring. I think as a practicing Catholic, I really like to say that I'm a practicing Catholic.
Yes.
Because any time that I go and try to learn something new or experiencing something, I feel like I'm going to practice.
Yes.
You know, and that was a great way for me to feel like I was a practicing Catholic because you hear something in a different way and you're inspired and you leave there and think, I can do this.
Right. And I think and one of the neat things is about both the conferences is, you know, you're not alone. Like, you know, deep in your heart, you're not alone. But then you see, you know, thousands and thousands of people. And you are truly not alone, physically or spiritually, you know. And it's funny, you know, this year at the conference, we had just an amazing adoration prayer service.
Mm-hmm.
And because of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio broadcasting our conference, you know, there were some people who can't come for whatever reason, you know, they can't come, but they turn on the radio and they can hear it. We got feedback from a certain person who wrote to us and said, through listening on the radio to the conference during our adoration prayer service, she was healed of an ailment within her.
Wow.
And I know. And you're just like, isn't that faith?
That
isn't
stuff that happens,
beautiful?
Doesn't it?
That's because of the radio. I mean,
right, sure.
You know, so, right. I mean, please call in 614-459-4820. Got that in.
Talked to a lot. Thank you. I just tried to cut you off,
that's
but you
okay.
got it
I
in
got
there.
It in. Yeah.
I like how you plug forward there.
Persevere.
I've talked to a lot of men in my parish in Grove City at Our Lady Perpetual Help who went there and said, oh, that was a great conference. Yeah. I love that. So, and I'm sure you know a lot of women who felt the same way. So let's challenge them as you did in the beginning.
Yes. Yep.
To call in and just show us that you agree, that you support the spreading of the gospel through this kind of media.
Exactly.
614-459-4820 is the phone number, or you can go to stgabrielradio.com. That's another way to do it. Of course, if you're in your car, don't go to any website. Your car, pull over. Get off the side of the road.
Please.
We'll just take just a minute for you to pull off the highway.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're probably in a Wendy's parking lot. So, make that call, visit online. So we have a goal, okay? Now, they haven't put any numbers up yet, so I know that the number's coming. We're going to get an angel update, and they're probably going to be like twice, okay?
Great, we're ready.
Twice the goal. We're ready.
We're ready.
But before that, we do have a clip to listen to. This is a wonderful sampling of something you may hear on Catholic radio. We're going to listen to John Leonetti, and he's going to be talking about prayer. So stay tuned.
So what are, I mean, I think you're right about, there are very few of us who are in this life beyond being beginners at prayer.
Yeah.
And so what is it that you're, say you go through this 30 days of resurgence, 30 days to better prayer. What are kind of the keys for beginners, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, I don't want you to give away what, you know.
Sure. No, I can give away a ton of it, actually.
Okay.
I want to. And I have to say, too, if you go to the website, bettermyprayer.com, it does cost, but if you can't afford it, it's free. So I'm not hiding anything back. I don't want to hold anything back. This is 100% for anyone that needs help, and if you're like me, you need a lot of it. First and foremost, I think any beginner has to get acquainted well with silence. I'm terrible with it. I have such a hard time being silent, kind of disconnecting from everything. And that's kind of probably my biggest struggle when it comes to my prayer life. But I noticed something with the saints is they were comfortable in silence. I'm uncomfortable. The saints were comfortable. I want to be a saint, so I want to be comfortable, period, in silence. Benedict XVI said something that was just beautiful. It's really hit me hard. He said that silence is the language of God. And we know this kind of just in general when we disconnect from things, it does help us in a lot of other areas. In fact, there was a scientist in Finland that actually did a major study on silence. And I'll kind of give you just the quick Cliff Notes version. Basically, he exposed mice to silence for a significant period of time. And what he found actually in these mice was afterwards, after this large exposure to silence, that the cellular growth exploded in the hippocampus, which is actually the region of the brain that contributes to our memory, emotion, and learning. So he found that, you know, improved memory, regulating emotions, all of it just kind of on a scientific level for the human person, silence is good for. But in prayer, it goes even deeper, because for us in prayer, if we're talking too much, we're going to get in the way of God, and God speaks right through the silence. So kind of the answer to your question, the introduction to this whole thing when it comes to what prayer has to be for us as Catholics is we have to get comfortable in our silence. And then the rest of it is just kind of like taking the steps of discipline, which is what the saints all had.
You know, your answer is both really helpful and, I have to be honest with you, a little terrifying, in that the world seems to be doing, like in a certain way you could say this massive brain experiment with young people who don't know how to be quiet or have downtime because they could just click on the phone or just, there's a video playing or sound playing or something, scrolling through something all the time. And so that means they're going to be really attracted to silence when they grow up, or they're going to be completely disabled in that area.
Yeah. I think we're seeing the effects of that big time right now, especially in our high schools. More importantly, though, you know, I love reading about the business world. I love reading from some of the, you know, the big kind of business minds today and just really kind of seeing what they're doing. And I don't know, it's just kind of a big hobby for me. And one of the things that I find that really kind of across the board with every major author in the business world is you never stop learning. And so the big thing I think with most of the business world is you're constantly connected. You're constantly, I mean, you're up at 6 a.m., but you're not wasting any time. First and foremost, you jump in that shower. It's a cold shower, by the way. And then you're going off to this meeting, this connecting, you know, place. Then you're just, you know, taking in and your headphones are in the whole time. You're constantly learning from the great. It's boom, 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 boom. It's really, in a lot of ways, the opposite when it comes to our relationship with the Lord Jesus. For us, it's not about kind of taking everything in. It's about letting everything go. And that's really, I think, significant for us when it comes to Catholic spirituality. It is all about letting go. It is all about stripping myself from all the busyness, all the distractions, all the things that come into me. And that's, I think, where we have to start. And, you know, it sounds maybe easy for some of us, but I think anyone that's really kind of put themselves into this and really dove in knows that it's a learned art. And so I constantly am saying the art of prayer because it is something learned. Silence is not something that just happens easily. It is a constant entering into for the Catholic.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive. Woo-hoo. And we have special guests in the room. We have testimony coming up. We've got another clip. And we have an angel update. Time for clapping.
Angel update. Yep, it's time. And. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for calling in. We have David and Nancy at St. Matthew's Parish in Gahanna. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your gift.
Oh, I bet Father's Challenge maybe had
yes,
them.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
St. Matthew's Parish. There you go.
But that's right. Thank you so much, David and Nancy. And Father's still here, so if anyone else is still around from the parish, please give us a call. He's back there eating lunch, I think. And we have Lewis and Joyce, and they contributed to the Spirit Drive this year, too. Thank you so much.
We both appreciate
everything that anyone could give, whether you're a sustaining member, a business member, anyone. Anything is just really needed at this time. We also want to thank William, and he's from Dresden. Not quite sure what parish there.
Dresden is Muskingum County. So, that was maybe
nice.
A Rosecrans connection.
Oh,
who knows?
That's wonderful. That's because we have this great radio station that really reaches out to all over the area here. And so we want to thank everyone who has called in and contributed. You could go online, of course. Many people are doing that. And this is a lunch hour for those working folks.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So, you know what? Use your lunch hour right now and call us at 614-459-4820 or go online. That way your boss won't know that, you know, you're doing that.
You don't want to
get... And we also want to thank our multi-year sustaining members. We really, really appreciate all of you. And so we want to give a special shout out right now to Lauren and Jimmy. They're at St. Brendan's, the Navigator Church in Hilliard, and Ellen at St. Margaret of Cortona. And I think Ellen might be one of our guests. People that's going to answer the phone, perhaps. Huh. And also we want to thank Joyce at St. Paul the Apostle Church in Westerville.
Thank you to all of those.
Appreciate it. And we've got these two beautiful women here today that have a goal of 15, and we need to get people to start calling in. So we know that you're going to do it, because every time you're on, you seem that you do meet your goals. So
we do.
That's
we
right.
Do.
So
we
challenge
goal
accepted.
Meters.
Okay. That's
goal meters.
Okay.
Goal meters.
Goal meters.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Thanks
so much.
Yes. Should we talk about the bonus? Before
yeah.
We
should.
On.
So yes, we do have a bonus. Thank you. We apparently, during this hour, not apparently, factually.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not virtually.
No, virtually.
Yes.
Like literally.
Yeah.
Not the wrong use of literally, but literally.
I'm ready.
For every gift made, there's a $25 bonus added to it. So that's great,
there you go.
Right?
There
isn't
you
that
go.
Awesome?
That's
yes. And then for each sustaining membership or any upgrade to a membership, there's a $50 bonus added to it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Right?
I know.
Uh-huh.
We're clapping.
So
let's
make sure we meet these goals and hit these bonuses.
Thank
because
you.
Because I know we're all on limited income, but the fact is let's go for the bonus. Bonus means a lot to St. Gabriel.
That's right.
Double the money.
And you know, right now, our angel brought up a good point. This is a lunchtime. You may be in your car at this moment. A lot of people get, I know when I get in my car and go somewhere, I'm going to turn the radio on to 8:20 a.m., see what's on. Don't change the channel. Please don't change it. Don't reach for it, because this isn't your normal broadcast. This is us reaching out to you, because that's right. What we need to do. We need to, let's just be honest, we need your help.
We couldn't do this without you, the support of the listener.
That's it.
So to help me do that, I have Julie and Emily, yes. and mm-hmm. they're from the Women's Conference. I need to ask a question before we introduce our guests.
Okay, sure.
How you're on the board.
Yes, I'm in charge. We're both on the leadership team. So Julie is the co-director.
Okay.
She shares with our good friend Michelle Fanley.
Wow.
And I'm in charge of vendors and organizations. So I'm a part of the leadership team.
Okay, so my question is, how soon after the one ends, it was in February, do you start on the next one?
So we've actually are right now starting on 2019.
Yeah. Okay, so
we
I'm
already
a
have
little
2018.
Behind on this one.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So
this question was
the current one we're working on. We're already working on the next couple of years ahead. So
and
which was a process to get there. You know, so we're 10 years old this year. So.
And how do you like the new? Was this the first time in the Cardinal Building?
It was. I mean, I think it all worked out well. We got really positive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I think both the men's conference and the women's conference definitely
ours
liked,
was great.
I mean,
the
attendees, outstanding. Largest in the country, people.
Yes. The women's, the women's conference.
The women's conference.
Yes.
We were 3,500.
Yeah, we were just under 3,500. But we had the largest Catholic women's conference, I should say, in the country.
That's great.
So, it's pretty exciting.
So if you had a great experience, I really want you to call in. Let Julie and I know about it and show with Making a Pledge right now. In this moment, call 614-459-4820.
Please. Yeah,
you can
thank
go online at stgabrielradio.com and make that pledge as well. We'll take anything that you give, anything you feel comfortable giving. We also have sustaining memberships for $20 or more per month and also business memberships. For $50 or more per month, where we focus on your business with 100 messages per year. So anything you feel comfortable giving, call in right now or go online to help us out. We need to approach our goal a little.
That's it.
You know,
that's it.
I know
we
people are just
kind
of waiting. People are just kind of waiting.
Yeah, it's lunch.
You know?
They might be busy eating.
Digesting.
Yeah. So after
you don't want to call and digest at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like
probably
swimming
have to
right
wait
after
a half an hour.
Maybe. Okay. So, don't wait that long. Yeah.
No.
We got to get it in our hour.
It's old work,
okay, so we have a guest in the studio. Hello. And cue clapping.
Yay. Woo!
We have Dave. Dave, how do you pronounce your last name?
Tag.
Dave
Tag.
Okay. So, thanks for being with us, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
So, tell us what the heck you're doing here. Why did they invite you here?
They invited me here for the free food.
Wait.
There's food?
Wait, there's food? Because I had to slap down a 20 before I came in here to... So
you only had
food.
To pay 20?
Yeah, jeez. So yes, well, you're here as a guest to what? I guess tell us about your experience with Catholic Radio.
Well, I started listening to St. Gabriel probably about roughly 5 years ago or so, and I was one of those people that at a Catholic men's conference I got a bumper sticker 1 year and said, well, this would be a nice thing to slap on my car, but I never listened to the station. So I guess I kind of had what you would say a gradual epiphany over time, and I actually started tuning into the station, and I heard some really wonderful programming, both local and national, and it really got me thinking, this is a pretty good station.
Yeah,
I need to listen.
Yeah.
I need to spend more time on it, and it has been a tremendous factor in my faith growth.
Well, that's
tremendous
great. You tell us a little bit about yourself. You have a great voice, and I'm looking at your little card here. It says Lector. You sound like a Lector. Dude, you got it.
I'm a new Lector, so I haven't really had my first assignment yet.
Really?
Well, guess what?
Let's practice.
Live today.
This is a great way to practice. Man, we have a great voice. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
St. Andrew. I'm a member of St. Andrew Parish, and my wife and I just got married about 2.5 years ago. I had that was my first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell everyone I had a late vocation.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, we've had a wonderful time together being involved at St. Andrew. She's involved in a number of things, my wife Amy. I'm involved in a number of organizations, the Knights of Columbus and some other groups and some other events that are going on at St. Andrew. And really, St. Gabriel has been part of this whole process in kind of helping us develop our faith, our faith. And actually deepen our faith at the same time.
You know, I think it's a great way that you framed it. I bet there are a lot of people that say, yeah, I love Catholic radio. Oh, yeah, I support that. But they maybe really don't even listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you're Catholic. Yeah, I support that radio station. But once you start listening and once you catch a glimpse of all the different, the variety of program, it does make a difference.
Well, I'm a cradle Catholic and I've had 12 years of Catholic education. So I think I kind of was under the impression that maybe I knew as much as there was out there. And I've found that is nothing could be further from the truth. And that I cannot fail to learn something new or deepen my understanding every time I turn on the radio. On Catholic
well, that's
radio.
Great. Thank you. That's a great testimony. Thank you. And how about all those people at St. Andrew? Yeah. Let's challenge them, right?
Absolutely.
You know, some people there.
There's a lot of great support from St. Andrew.
Let's challenge
Emily,
them to call
Saint
in.
Andrew? Yes, my Come kids on. Go to St. Andrew's, but right now we attend St. Patrick's Church, so I can challenge St. Patrick's, St. Andrew's,
call them
Women's
in.
Conference,
call in now.
All the moms of Mother's Moments. Right. Come on, guys. Let's call St. Gabriel. Please show your support. And you know, one thing I do is I just give up drive-through coffee. I tell you, give up one little sacrifice to be able to give to the things that mean a lot to you. And that's a trick from a mom with seven children on how we, you know, practically give. And some of us might be nervous about the idea of sustaining membership. But really, you're going to receive more by being part of this community, part of the bumper sticker brigade that's all across
like
the
that.
City.
Oh, BBB.
I mean, BBB.
BSB.
So let's come together with giving. And we want to hear those phones ringing. Because we're volunteers. We're all here because we love St. Gabriel. So please call 614-459-4820.
And you can also go online at stgabrielradio.com. And that's another great way to give. It says here you're part of the marriage prep team.
Yes.
And you just got married.
Yes.
So you must have felt so strongly about that.
We really thought the program that the diocese had was a wonderful program. We learned more about John Paul II, Theology of the Body, than I had ever learned before.
Isn't it amazing some of the things that he wrote, and you're like, this came from a priest.
It redefined our way of thinking, and it really changed us. And we became 100% all in with the Catholic Church. We were about 98% of the way there, but we weren't all the way in.
Yeah.
We became all the way in and said, we want to give this information to other people and tell them about it.
You know, and I think you're spot on because so many people, we think we know things, or you hear words and you're like, oh, I've heard that.
I got it.
I've
no
heard,
problem.
You know, JP2 and now Saint, you know, John Paul II. And I've heard all of that. But when you actually, you know, experience it or take the time to read it or listen to it or, you know, just learn about it, it's a whole different thing, right? It's a whole different experience.
It was life-changing.
To your point, life-changing. So, and that's actually part of what the radio station does, right?
Absolutely.
They broadcast all these shows, all these things. I mean, I listen to the radio mainly on the way to work and on the way home, you know, from work. But then also it's just on. My husband likes technology and he got one of those Amazon
things that you talk to. This cylinder that just sits there watching you.
I don't know. I feel like it's like a little bit of invasion. But she has a name. He talks to her. And the radio is always on, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and we're always listening to these great, great programs. And you're learning and it's more. It's spreading the gospel. We're learning things. So, I mean, by supporting it, I mean, we talk about, you know, Rob, you talked about support, but support's on many levels. It can be monetary and it can be prayerful. It can be everything. But in this case, for this week, for today, it's a monetary support.
Yeah, let's be honest with that.
You know, it costs money. Things cost money. Yep. That's just a fact of life. And so for, you know, $20, call us in. Call us, you know, and donate $20 to the radio station. It's 614-459-4820.
Thank you, Julie. Yes.
Yeah. And my wife and I became sustaining members last year, and we could not see not supporting this. This is such a great thing to have in our community. Just wonderful.
And it brings all the parishes together. Come on, people.
It is.
What, how unique is the Catholic Church right here in Columbus, Ohio? You know, Rob and I, we're all mentioning we're in different parishes. Our kids went to different schools. Mm-hmm. But we all come together as part of Catholic Radio community. So let's show our unity.
There you go.
Same thing with the conference.
I'm going to stand up.
All right, we're going to stand up. We're going to give.
You two basically going to have a school. We have,
and Rob and I never met.
13 kids between the two of us. That's just unheard
of. We had no idea.
You could almost have two teams of certain sports.
Yeah, you're right.
That's amazing.
No matter where you are, big family, small family, single, whatever your vocation is, priest, religious, we can all come together to support St. Gabriel Radio.
Thank you so much. And thank you also to Dave for stopping in.
Thanks,
and telling us a little bit about your life and your inspiration. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks,
okay,
Emily.
So,
thanks, Julie.
We are wrapping up this first half hour. We're getting close.
We are. Wow.
Okay, we're getting
Very
close.
Exciting.
co-hosts.
We are.
You don't mind Should we mention the bonus one more time, Rob? I love bonuses.
You get so excited about the bonus.
I know.
I'm going to let you do
I'm always on a budget. So when there's a sale or a bonus, I get excited. So
$25. You're not coupon crazy, are you? Are you coupon crazy?
No,
coupon, okay, that's good.
No.
That's a little weird.
$25 for each gift given today, a bonus $25, and $50 for upgrades or sustaining memberships. So sustaining membership means you're going to make a commitment, you're going to give us your credit card number, and we're going to bill you $20 a month, and it's going to be awesome because you entered into our mission at St. Gabriel.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much. So we'll be back in just a moment, but don't forget that phone number, 614-459-4820. We'll be back.
The Bradley Company, new and used office furniture. Proudly supporting Catholic education. TheBradleyCompany.com. That's TheBradleyCompany.com.
Is it time to change the flooring in your home? Then you owe it to yourself to check out Evans Carpet Junkyard. Family owned and operated for 53 years, Evans Carpet offers a large selection of quality carpet, remnants, and flooring at great prices. Evans also offers binding for those comfortable area rugs. Stop by their spacious 20,000 square foot facility at 665 North Hague Avenue off of 70 West and stroll through the large inventory of in-stock flooring that's available for quick installations. Visit CarpetJunkyard.com today. Evans Carpet Junkyard, quality carpet at junkyard prices.
Come visit Catholica, the Catholic bookstore in Westerville. It's a quaint shop where you can find all your favorite titles, along with Catholic movies, CDs, statues, and other religious items. Find everything you need for your family and friends at 133 South State Street in Westerville. Call us at 614-890-2665. That's 614-890-2665.
And now, news and information on AM 820.
Columbus Holy Family Church, 584 West Broad Street, has begun offering an 8 p.m. Sunday Mass to assist with many people's work schedules. This will be added to the parish's weekend schedule of Masses at 5 p.m. Saturday, 8:30 a.m. in Latin, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sunday. Every Thursday of Lent at St. Margaret of Cortona Church, 1600 North Hague Avenue at 7 p.m., the church will hold sung vespers following Stations of the Cross during weekly exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. For more information, call 614-279-1690. The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women will hold their silent retreat Friday, March 31st at 5 p.m. until Sunday, April 2nd at noon. It's at St. Teresa's Retreat Center, 5277 East Broad Street in Columbus. The retreat director is Father Charles Schonk, and the retreat theme is The Seven Deadly Sins versus Life to the Full. For more information, you can call 614-783-5555 or visit the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women page on the diocesan website.
Sugarbush Gourmet Gift Baskets. Fresh choice baskets for corporate and personal gifts. Visit us online, sugarbushgourmetgiftbaskets.com.
Was that a banjo?
That was a banjo.
We bring it all out for this spirit drive. We bring banjos out. Hey, welcome back to the St. Gabriel Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Rob, and we have Emily.
Yes.
And we have Julie.
We do.
And we have DD.
Hey.
DD, our angel.
Angel,
hey,
we've got an update.
What's DD short for? Anything?
Mary.
Okay. Fantastic.
I know. What else would it be short for?
My mother was a Mary and I was a Mary, so my dad nicknamed me Dee Dee.
Okay.
Go figure.
So you're here for the angel update.
I am. And you guys are going to love this, okay? We just got a call from someone named Dewey, a wonderful, wonderful person who's a longtime listener. And Dewey has contributed, but Dewey's moving out of state, and he said that he's going to continue to contribute.
Wow.
To St. Gabriel Radio. Awesome, Dewey. Thank you so much. And we also have another contributor, Eileen. Same with Eileen. She's been a longtime contributor, loves all the daytime programming,
Thank you,
course.
Emily.
And one of the greatest gifts she has is that we have St. Gabriel Radio here every day. Don't we agree with that?
Yes.
I mean,
Thanks, Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen. And she's in Carroll, Ohio, by the way. And we have St. Patrick's Church is just wonderful. They keep calling in, and
they
keep throwing that that challenge out to them. So we have Jennifer and Dustin called in, and they are St. Patrick's, and they love the call to communion. I love that too.
I do too.
Don't you?
I do too.
I have learned so much. And then Catholic Answers. I mean, you know, I was telling them that when I go to sleep at night, I leave the radio on because I wake up numerous times. You'll see when you get old that happens. And I'm always listening to St. Gabriel Radio. So subliminally, it's in my mind.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Isn't that awesome?
Very good.
You wouldn't believe the great dreams you get.
You will never miss anything. That's it.
And I also want to thank again, Rob, the multi-year sustaining members. And so I've got three here that I'd like to acknowledge. And that's Joan and Thomas at St. Mary Magdalene Church here in Columbus.
Thank you.
Great. Alfred and Susan at Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Grove City.
All right.
Yes. And here we go again. Peter at St. Patrick's Church. Love those Dominicans.
Great.
So
love
God
it.
Bless you, everyone. Please just call in because we've got to meet our goal
Thank
or exceed our goal at 614-459-4820.
Thank you so much, Dee.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I have to give you one of my special reasons for listening to Catholic Radio. You know, one of the many jobs. I have about as many jobs. I have kids. That's just what happens.
That's what happens when you're on a budget. You get more jobs. More kids, more jobs.
One of the things I do is travel around and do speaking at youth ministry and events like that and comedy. I use comedy a lot in my talking about the faith. And as an improv actor, one of the things I love to do is listen to Catholic Radio because there's so many different voices and personalities and impersonations that I can work on.
Nice.
So I'm always like repeating them. I mean, from Mother Angelica, God rest her soul, to Al Cresta, to Dr. Ray Guarendi. I mean, these are great things for me to hear.
Right.
And as I'm impersonating them, I'm absorbing the faith. That's how I see it.
Now, are you doing that with a Mother's Moment? Like, you know, because I'm on right before 3 o'clock. Are you working on my voice there?
I think that's a yes. Okay, yeah, we got to really go.
I'm just teasing.
No.
But you have
a great radio voice.
You bring a great, you nail it, right? We're all making our ends meet. We're all trying hard to absorb the faith, live. We're all real people with real jobs out there supporting. But we got to realize that without St. Gabriel, we would be disconnected. We would not be able to come together through the radio airwaves like we have experienced here.
That's it. We're created as social beings, right?
Yeah.
We're created. We need each other.
We do need each other.
So, and St. Gabriel Radio brings us together.
You know, one thing I realized is that we did not comment on the first clip that we heard.
Oh, I know.
Because we're busy.
I mean,
we got things to do. We're getting close to our goal.
Yeah, we're over halfway there.
We're throwing out the phone number every half second. So we forgot to comment on. But that clip we heard about, and I say this because we have another clip coming up. Mm-hmm. The prip. That's a new word just invented.
Yeah.
The clip slash prip. It's a clip about prayer is a prip. The prip that we just heard, it was about silence, the silence of prayer. And the I got to thinking that we are everything's so loud and so intrusive and so instantaneous today.
Yeah.
I have this device with me all the time. Everything is instantaneous. I can find an answer to anything.
Right.
I can look on a bank account. I can pay something. I can communicate with. It's all instantaneous. And a lot of times there's nothing instantaneous about prayer. It's a process. It's a process of silence and listening.
Yeah. Listening is key, isn't it? And it's funny because I think noise is redefined for us now because noise isn't just sound. Noise is visual. It's just being overstimulated. Mm-hmm. And I think...
You're not kidding.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it could be visual. It could be, you know, sound. It could just be your to-do list. It could be so many things. And to make time for prayer, I mean, I schedule things from my haircut to doctor's appointments, everything else. Why wouldn't I schedule prayer? Mm-hmm. Schedule prayer. Put it in your day. Put it on your calendar. Everything's on my calendar. My phone, too. First thing I do, I get up in the morning, I look at my calendar to see what do I have to do today, you know?
Right.
Why isn't, you know, prayer should be a part of that.
That's a great point.
Well, I have a daily reminder that goes out to my Google Calendar, also my family's Google Calendar, and it says Living Rosary. So we're committed to saying a decade of the Rosary for the family
that's
in honor of Pope John Paul II. But, you know, that really does help us because at 8 p.m. when it goes out there, and I'm like, oh, can't we just say a Hail Mary? You know, it challenges me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it does with that. That clip really did challenge me because, you know, Julie and I were talking about the importance of silence. Just disconnecting. Put your phone away.
Right.
Entering into the season of Lent and allow Jesus to work on us. And he really said that silence, well, Pope Benedict said, silence is the language of God. And that just like hit my heart, you know. Now, we're not talking about turning off St. Gabriel's silence, but we, you know, that's an important piece of our life, that formation. That's why we're here. But there are times when need to have silence.
Right. And you can you can practice this. I mean, when I go to a doctor's appointment or if I'm in line at the BMV, which takes 3 days, I look around and even myself, we can't be silent and do nothing anymore. We have to fill our time with something, even just standing in line. Mm-hmm. We all just resort to what's going on instead of just like, here I am in line.
Just be there and be silent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that helps us. That could help with just going to Mass. You know, we go to Mass with all these things on our mind. And it doesn't help this state of silence and the state of reception of the message of God and being a part of the liturgy. So thank you for those reflections on that. That's great to hear. But again, like Emily said, we're not silent right now, are we?
No. We are contributing to St. Gabriel.
Halfway there.
We can make our goal.
We are close.
We're getting close. And with every gift made this hour, $25 bonus is added to that gift. So I'd like to know who this, like, I want to know this mysterious donor. It's like matching donors. Yes, that's a great thing.
You know what? Maybe say a little prayer for these matching donors.
Yeah.
They're giving above and beyond.
They sure are.
You know, we all are giving what we can. And then when people match it, like $25 for the bonus and $50 in addition to sustaining memberships, or an upgrade. Come on, people. This is true generosity.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. So our number is 614-459-4820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. I want to ask another question about the women's conference.
Yeah.
I know. Can I go? No, I don't.
Okay, so isn't that funny, though? Because that is always an interesting question. Men can come to the women's conference. Now, we might turn that back on you. Can women go to the men's conference?
I don't know. Can
it's one day of unity. Come on, people. It's one day when women come together and men come together. And this is a very unique formula that we have them back to back. We rent out this massive building. The Cardinal Building is no little shack. I mean, this is a beautiful facility. And the responsibility of doing this all through volunteer work. You know, a lot of times people think, Julie and I, what we do is it's for pay, but it's not. It is a gift to the church. And that's the same thing. When you enter in and give of yourself, it's an awesome experience. So it's not just your money. It's your time, your talent, your treasure, your purse.
Right, right. It's a part of the whole concept. How I see it is a concept of service. I'm in a marriage, so I'm serving my spouse. I'm in a family, so I'm serving my children. I'm in a parish. I serve my fellow parishioners. Mm-hmm. And this is a part of service to the community in pledging support, whether you donate a little or donate a lot. It's a part of your serving. And I think it was Pope John Paul II that said, I'm totally butchering this. You find yourself in service to others.
Yeah.
You know, you find your true self.
Well, and that's St. Mother Teresa, too. That's her whole calling is, you know, putting the other first. And that's Jesus, right? So it's always, everything always leads back to Jesus. And so if you're thinking that way and going through it, and that's why we wear so many hats. And that's why we do so many other ministries, you know, because number one, we love it, but we want to share all of this good news. We want to tell people about it all, you know, and everybody's going through something, you know.
So
we need each other.
Think about this conference experience. We had over, you know, around 7,000 people
combined,
come together in these 2 weekends. And then how many through the radio, right?
That's
because St. Gabriel was broadcasting. They were there, right there with us. And
true.
We, you know, I was blessed to be able to be one, an invited guest on the radio segment. So it was Julie interviewing people, talking to people. This is extremely unique across the entire country. What we are doing here right in Ohio.
That's a great
point. And as
point.
We know, Ohio is the heart of it all.
It is.
So let's just remember
that's a good
it again. 614-459-4820.
We have another clip coming up. I want to also mention about you, all the hats. You know, you wear so many hats.
Yeah.
I've just stopped wearing hats. I mean, it negatively affected my hairline in a way that if I keep wearing so many hats, I've stopped doing that. Okay, we have a clip coming up. for you to listen to, and we'll talk a little bit more about it when we're back. Don't forget that number, 614-459-4820. Please enjoy John Leonetti.
And you talked a little bit about silence, and maybe another thing that people you said the baseline is silence. Do you get into there about a schedule of prayer? Because I mean, you're just saying you're in 30 different cities doing parish missions a year. How do you have a schedule for prayer?
No, remember, I'm a beginner, so I okay. do really well at talking about prayer. It's yeah. a much different story when it comes to praying. Do I pray? Yes. I have to be very disciplined in it. But are there days that go by where I wonder at night when I say to myself, did I even pray today? Oh, yeah, definitely happens. That's why, you know, for me, I don't come at this from an expert. I come at it from a guy who wants to learn. And then what I do well, my gift that God's given me, is to be able to take and study the greats, the masters of Catholic spirituality, especially most of the time the saints, the fathers and mothers of the desert, the early church fathers, what they had to say, and then to be able to help us, myself included, put it all into action. But you're right, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the first instruction I always give for anyone, first and foremost, you want to be a saint, you're going to pray. Look at what the saints did. They all had a scheduled prayer life. You know, if I open up your calendar right now, I'm going to see a ton of different things. I'm going to see meetings. I'm going to see appointments, all of it, right? And I'm going to know those things are important because you scheduled and made time for them. If I don't see prayer on your schedule, quite frankly, it's not important. You know, and if you're a guy like me, you're scheduling a lot of things on a regular basis, and it's just too easy to be able to allow everything else to be able to get in the way. So the first and foremost thing I always ask people to do is put prayer on your schedule. Maybe it's every day the same time, or maybe it's, you know, Monday through Friday, but sit down every single week if you can, and to be able to put, this is going to be the 30 minutes or the 10 minutes that I'm going to spend with Jesus, period, paragraph. It's in there and nothing else gets in the way. I mean, unless you're taking a child to the emergency room, you are in that prayer corner, wherever it is that you designate.
Wow, thank you. You just laid it right out there. That was John Leonetti with his comment on prayer. And we have a visitor. We have a feather-clad visitor in the in the studio. We have Dee Dee.
That's right. I grew wings since I last saw you.
That's amazing.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
So tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, we're getting so close, and these two beautiful ladies, they haven't reached their goal yet, and so I'm just putting out the challenge to everybody who listens to St. Gabriel Radio to please, you know, call in, because we really would like to exceed the goal. I don't even want to just
That's
make
it.
The goal.
We
want to exceed
close,
the goal.
However,
so I want to thank a few people that have called in and contributed.
Please do, yes.
We want to thank Terrence and Gretchen, and they're at St. Andrew's here in Columbus,
Great.
Ohio, a beautiful parish here.
Thank you.
And we want to thank them for their contribution, and also to thank Frank and Nancy in Circleville, Ohio, for their contribution.
Thank you, Frank and Nancy.
And also like to thank John and Mary Ann, and they're in Circleville, Ohio. So you see, we're reaching out to all over the Central Ohio area.
That's so great.
And as we said earlier, we want to thank everyone, no matter what you could contribute, whether you're a sustaining member, bronze level, business, whatever. We will gladly appreciate everything that you could do. So we want to thank again, Rob, the multi-year sustaining members.
Let's do it.
And
really?
I've got three here I'd like to do a shout out. And one is to Alice at St. Andrew's Parish here in Columbus, Ohio, and Cole and Michelle at St. Agatha. So we're staying in this area right now. So
nice.
Thank you, Cole
thank
and Michelle.
You. All of you, thank
and,
you.
And now we're down in Lancaster at St. Bernadette, and we want to thank Susan. So thank you so much to all of our beautiful listeners, and just ask you to please, please, please let these gals, they're very close to their goal, and
we're
closing in on the time.
Yes, thank
you. 614-459-4820
and
or go online.
Thanks to the props department
thank
for
you.
Your feathers That's on it. The back. That was good.
The magic of radio.
And I'm glad she didn't include me in the, you know, when they said you didn't meet your goal.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
she
not
didn't
included.
Include
no.
me
no,
in that.
I got a little stressed.
I got a little,
no.
I caught that. She's like, I'm not part of the pressure.
The
so
lovely
thank
ladies.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
we're
you, Angel.
We're so close.
Three
yeah.
support, Julie and I. We didn't know
That's
we
it.
Were going to, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. Do we have to pay for all
I'm
these
thinking.
Unsupported goals?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Can I give you a couple
That's
kids?
A great concept.
You know, part of the yes. seven children.
Yeah. I'll pitch in a couple, too.
Oh, man.
But we only need three more gifts.
We only need three.
But we are goal exceeders.
Yes.
So maybe four more would be good.
Is that your strength finder classification?
Yes.
Goal exceeders?
Goal exceeders. It's on my resume.
Now, yeah. Rob, what did you think of the final line of that segment? You said no matter what, schedule prayers. Yeah. Right? I mean, that was a little strong, but
what I thought
oh,
was
it
like,
didn't matter.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm challenged just by, you know, John Leonetti and his comments on prayer.
I agree.
And you were talking earlier about your, you know, a device is great, technology is amazing, and it can help us.
Right.
You know, that the Pope Francis even said that. Technology is a great thing. It can help us.
Absolutely.
It can help us evangelize. It can help us practice our faith. So here's the segue. Use technology now and call in or visit us online at 614-459-4820 or go online at saintgabrielradio.com. That's probably not good that I point out that I'm about to make a segue, right? A segue should be something that just happens.
You know what's kind of amazing is I was telling Julia, I'm flying out to Fresno on Friday to talk about technology and family life.
Oh.
So I was really inspired with what he said because sometimes we think it's about formulating the perfect plan or strategy. Sometimes it's just silence, right?
We gotta
unplug. We gotta help get that in our calendar and even really challenge our family. So it's a season of Lent. You know what? Gather the devices and put them behind the car door in your car and just roll right over.
And that's hard. You know, it's hard for It's hard for the parent, and it's hard when you know what your child's going to say. They're going to say, I got to put it down, or I got to stop now, or I got to. How long? How long do I have to do this?
We do understand that, right?
Because
I know if there's a time when I think I lost my phone, it's devastating because like everything is
like,
on my phone. Right, so I get that, but as soon as you do unplug, even just for a small amount of time, just take time for prayer. It's a practice of silence.
It's a practice of listening.
And what's amazing is with this presentation I'm giving, adults spend 10 hours a day on average on their devices.
Oh, sure.
So we can't just look to our children and say, you're spending too much time.
Now.
We need to look at ourselves and, you know, as we are challenged on this idea of silence. But but yet there's good, you know, when we are listening to St. Gabriel, it's different than, you know, just kind of strolling through Facebook.
Filling time.
You know, filling in the music. I can never remember the song I listened to yesterday on the radio. But I can remember the words of encouragement about the gospel through St. Gabriel. It's a different, you know, component because it's spiritual.
It's not noise. Yep. And that's the difference.
That's the difference.
When it's noise, you can't remember it. You know, you can't retain it. But when it's meaningful, you do. So
if you're tuning in right now, we are, this is part of our spring spirit drive at St. Gabriel Radio. This may not be the program you're expecting to hear when you tune in right now, but it's a program where we reach out to you to help us keep programs on. Our number is 614-459-4820, and we encourage you to call in with whatever you can, but we do have some different levels. We have the sustaining membership at $20 or more per month, and we have a gift with that, The Imitation of Mary. It's a small book you can have, and this is for new or monthly upgrades. We also have business memberships if you have a business, and this isn't like a commercial, but it's kind of like underwriting. You know, we can mention your business 100 times per year, and that's $50 or more per month. You also get a gift with that. We will take larger amounts as well. We have a leadership gift for $1,000 or more, and the gift that goes along with that is the porcelain Madonna rosary holder. I wonder if that hangs on the wall. It looks a little bit like
it could.
It could. It's got a little hook on the back, probably.
Yeah.
Kind of sitting there. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Let's just say it does.
It hangs on the wall.
Don't know.
I have not read yet this small sentence at the bottom of the page. Anyone who calls during the drive is entered to win an Our Lady of Fatima statue, right?
30 inches. Wow. 30 inches tall.
Oh, so, she's beautiful. Wow.
She's over there. Hello.
Very
wow,
nice.
That's nice. So
that
anyone who calls during the drive, now does that mean call like my kid can call and just say, hey, what's up? Yeah. You call and, because you don't, it's part
call
of the
league. And
Okay. So yeah, you're entered to win a beautiful statue here. So
so we need three. We need three gifts
now.
Thank you. We just got one.
Please. We really are, you know, Julie and I are just like you. We're just two busy ladies driving around, doing our thing. And we need you to step up and please contribute.
Yes.
And it's so inspiring to hear the people that have already contributed. And you know what? Little tiny sacrifices. That's the way it's got to be.
I feel you. I'm like that. I'm not a busy lady driving around, but I am driving around and I'm busy.
I find that hard to believe, Rob.
Yes. Is that six? What's that mean? Six kids? Okay, six minutes.
Six minutes. Okay.
So two more gifts. Let's put that challenge out there.
Yeah, please.
We just need two more gifts.
Yeah, and reaching out, as we did earlier, to those that attended the women's conference. And I reach out to those that attended the men's conference. They were life-changing. They were such an amazing message. And, you know, you call in now and or call somebody you know that hasn't. We probably all know those people that intend on doing it but never do. Because there's always something else.
Like we think we know.
And you know, think about putting it on Facebook. You know,
that's a good idea.
You know, we're doing a local drive. Want to support. And our Catholic Women's Conference is
a
great Facebook feed.
It is.
Really, really top of the line, the stories. So consider finding us on Facebook and, you know, supporting St. Gabriel through Facebook.
So there's actually a note here that programming costs only $1 a minute. I don't think I knew that.
Hmm.
It's kind of nice when you break the numbers down like that. So for $20, you're helping a program be on the air.
Yeah. So that's a great way to look at it.
That's really great.
Okay, so we have an update.
Yeah, this is our last update.
You keep getting additions to your costume.
One more, come on, people.
I did that for you.
One more gift.
One more, come on. That's all we need.
That's a vertical halo.
Thank you. I even put a halo on for this.
Vertical halo.
Always a vertical halo.
Yeah, well, I'm not calling you out on that. I'm just like mentioning this.
Well, we definitely want to thank our multi-year sustaining members and everyone that has called in and contributed today to the donation. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. We want to thank Steve and Maria Victoria at St. Patrick's
Thank you.
Ed at St. Paul the Apostle in Westerville, and Antonio at St. John the Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks, all of you. Thank you so
much.
Thank you.
One more. That's all we've got.
One more number to gift. Remember, $25 bonus, $50 bonus upgrade. If somebody is going to make a $50 donation if you become a sustaining member.
This is an awesome deal.
Your gift is double.
Gets accelerated.
So we really need three more of those. One more number gift. Come on, please.
And if you're hanging out, Dr. Ray's coming up.
Yes.
Right? The doctor's in. It's coming up at 1 o'clock. So if you're hanging out, just hang with us for a little bit more. Do a little multitasking. Keep listening to the radio. Mm-hmm. But pick up the phone or go online. Call us at 614-459-4820. Or go online to stgabrielradio.com and, you know.
And Rob, they're probably still in their lunch hour, so they still have five more minutes before, you know, they go back to lunch. So just go on and contribute.
You can even call and tell us what you're eating for lunch. Okay?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, we'd like to know.
Yep, phones are open, and as we said, the internet never closes.
It's
still open, so you can always make that donation. But we've had such a fun time this hour.
It's very fun.
And thank you so much for including us, Rob.
Yeah, certainly. I'm so glad you got to come. And I'm glad that she did finally include me in on the goal reaching.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right, Rob.
Thanks, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for the update, too.
You're welcome. I'll loan you my feathers.
Okay. You know what? That's okay. I don't need them.
Okay.
We have it in our basement. We have like six Rubbermaid containers of like costume stuff.
Yes.
Which I don't really know where it all came from. But we could open a thrift store, and if you need any, like if you come to our house and you need a costume for something, whether it's a Halloween thing or just something at school, you just got to go to our basement.
Open
the six Rubbermaid containers, and you could, it's all there. It is all there. Half of it's like my stuff from the 80s. But it's pretty amazing. So I bet you could fit in these. Well,
yeah,
I could
one
find
size
some.
Fits all.
Is
actually,
it?
Yes.
Because the rubber bands,
yeah,
they're not binding.
Sure
there are the.
No.
Well, thanks for the update.
Thank you, everyone who's donated. So
yes, we have Dr. Ray coming up, but before that, we still have a little bit of time where the people we know, people we are appealing to, can call us now and make that pledge. We take
if
a gift
attended,
in any amount.
Exactly. I was just going to say, if you attended any one of the conferences, especially the women's conference this past year, you know, just call, make some donation of any amount. You know, just give us a call. We put that challenge out there.
Yep, we really appreciate it. And, you know, like we said, as volunteers, we're all just doing what we can to really present the church the way it is. And I think St. Gabriel Radio does an amazing job at evangelizing, a lot better than I do sometimes. So that Father Ricardo really touches
my
heart every single morning. Yeah, you're right. I always learn something.
And then Al Cresta on the ride home.
Yes.
That's me. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm hesitant to turn on Father Ricardo because I know he's going to be saying something that is related to something I just did.
Right.
Or I'm thinking about doing.
Yep.
And I just don't want to hear it that morning. So sometimes it's hard to turn it on and to be inspired or to be maybe chided for something. But that's okay. You know?
That's why we're Catholic.
Yeah.
Because we have a goal, which is heaven.
Yeah, that's right. And our goal...
Our
now,
goal.
See what I did
see
there, 614.
Come on, no, we need one more gift and three more sustaining members. So
that's
this
right,
is,
and we can do it. And remember,
this is doable.
We believe in you.
And I need to mention, while Dr. Ray is on, you can still call.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't mean the lines are shut down.
Right. Phones are open,
yeah,
internet's
they
on.
Stay open, and they'll stay open. The internet, of course, the Googles is open all the time. Isn't that what they say?
Googles.
You can keep going to the internet, stgabrielradio.com, or call us at 614-459-4820. Thank you for being helpers.
You know, it was a joy
to meet
you, Rob.
Emily and Julie, it's good to work with you. Maybe I'll work with your husband next time.
Hopefully you will. Yeah.
If they call me, I don't know if they will or not.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks. 614-459-4820.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.